Teswov 7, 9th of June, Rabbi David Roberts, Anova.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's parasha we are introduced. At the end of the parasha, there's a very important episode, which then becomes a yisoid in Amuna. Miriam and Aaron don't seem to understand the fundamental difference between the nevuah of their dear brother and the rest of the Nevi'im. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo responds in quite a robust fashion and says, Lo kein avdi Moshe, the other Nevi'im, Shimon Dvorai, Imi Nevi'achem Hashem, Bamaro, Elovis Vado, Bachaloi Mada Berboi, Lo kein avdi Moshe, Bechol Beisi Ne'emon. Moshe Rabbeinu is a getraya. He is Ne'emon Bechol Beisi. And the level of connection that I have with him, per el per adaberboy umarev loy bechidois, utmunas Hashem yabit. He, and this is really a question. Utmunas Hashem yabit in Boaz Chana. Later we say, utmuna einchem royim zulasikayim. It's a kasha the Zayir asks. Umadui lo yireisim ledaber ba'avdi b'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is fundamentally different. And it had to be thus. And later, of course, later at the end of the Torah, it becomes canonized, if I can use such a word. It becomes one of the Yesodei Hadas, an imam in Bamuna Shleima, shekol divin neviyim emes, an imam in nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, on Hashem Hois Hamitis, v'shehu ha'yahov la'nevim la'kodim v'fonu v'laboy ma'achrov, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'loi kom b'Yisrael k'moshe oid novi. And it had to be like that. Why? So much so that a famous comment of the Meshech Chacham in the Akdamah to Shmos, that Moshe Rabbeinu had no Bechira post-Matan Torah, certainly insofar as betraying that which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him to say and to do. Meimariva, good question. He was Nizdachech Moshe Rabbeinu, he was more Malach than man, post, that's very clear, post-Matan Torah. And it had to be like that. And so that's Moshe Rabbeinu, that's his nevuah. Agav, there's a kasha that the Drosha Saran asks, a very important question. If pshat is that it is feasible for a human being to elevate themselves till they are zeicha to that level of nevuah, how could the Rabbeinu Shalom write, V'lo kom b'Yisrael k'mo sh'oid novi? V'chi yimon atoiv mi ba'alov? Asks the Drosha Saran. Would the Rabbeinu Shalom withhold? What would be if later, we've had Kanai Nahara, tremendous Goyim and Tzadikim and Chasidim and Nevi'im. What's to say that there wouldn't be somebody who would come and elevate himself and be worthy of that level of intimate connection with the Bo'ir Olam? Says the Ran. The Ran gives the only logical answer, says the Ran. The Pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu did everything he could possibly do. He reached the maximum a human being could achieve. The Rabbeinu Shalom then chose to take him, to elevate him to a level that is actually not be a chaylus of a human being to achieve, unzog the Rabbeinu Shalom, I will never do that again. And therefore it can say, V'lo kom b'Yisrael k'mo sh'oid novi.
Still got the same kasha. Why won't you do it again?
No, the Rebbe says, I won't do that again.
Why not?
Is actually not that hard to answer. I don't want to go into it. Now think about it. Because there can only be, in the same way there's only one Bo'ir Olam, there can only be one authentic, when we're talking about a direct a transmission of what the Rabbeinu Shalom, the communication is, there can only be one. And that's why he had no Bechira afterwards. The Rambam writes in Igeres Taimon that it's based on the Rambam in Yad and the Rambam also. What was the main? I know we're after Shavuos, but just quickly to make the link, what was the main purpose of Mamad Har Sinai? The main purpose of Mamad Har Sinai, ironically, was not to give us the Torah. In the sense that everything we got that was smashed, it's a new bris, etc. What did we get? 2, 10. We just what's the Novosi the Pshat? Hinei anochi boilecha ba'amud ha'onam ba'avur yishma ha'on b'dabri imoch v'gam b'cho ya'aminu lo'olam. The tachlis was, that there should be, as the Rambam puts it, we personally, every single one of us, personally experienced temporarily, we were lifted up, and we personally validated and authenticated the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Torah stands and falls on Moshe Rabbeinu. If there is no Nevuah in Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have Shabbos, we don't have Tefillin, we don't have anything. Maybe we've got the Aseret Sedibros, or two maybe. V'gam b'cho, nachon. V'gam b'cho, okay. V'gam b'cho ya'aminu la'olam. And the Rambam writes famously in Igeres Tema that therefore anybody who really doubts that be your dua that he wasn't at least or didn't stand in the house. There's a kasha, and I know it's not, it'll link into what I want to talk about. There's a kasha that's asked, I'm sure you've heard the question. Korach. The Rabbeinu Shlom gave a havtocha. He said, V'gam b'cho ya'aminu la'olam. And that was the tachlis of Mamad Har Sinai. Not long later, there were Resh Nun, Rosh Sanhedrin, and Korach, who was an Adam Godel, a Pikeach, and he denied the authenticity and the validity of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. State impossible, Gam B'chol Yamin Laila. You ever had the Kasha? Lots of different answers. Moshe Malcha Shulzinger, Tzchein Avroch, in his Sefer Mishma Navim, on Brochus brings a Michter from the Stipler. And I'll read you out a few bits from it because it's the entree into what I want to discuss. He says, Azoi. Says the Stipler. He says, Avada. This Havtocha, the Havtocha of Gam B'cho Ya'aminu La'olam, was said for a regular Yid who has never really spent time to work out the basis of his emunah. What exactly is it based on? How deep is it? Is it philosophical? Is it just his Mesaira? Of Dev states that a Yid will have the Zahavtocha, that a Yid will have within him, naturally, as a result of Mamad Har Sinai, Emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu and in the Mesiris of Torah. Zokta Ova, Avolim Yishtaka Odom Bechatoim. But if a person chooses to go and be led by his taivas, by his ego, and wish to deny, and create a bilbul in his own moyach, then of course he has bechira. Avada, im yisavel mashat Torah osrosoi, then of course he will justify anything. Ukezois hoya itzel koyrach, says the Stipler. Shemitoch shenifka bichvoidoi. At a subtle level, at a subliminal level, subconscious level perhaps, but his kovod, his ego was touched. He wasn't chosen as the nasi. And then he came l'chlal kas, and then he had an idea of nekoma, and then it went all the way to kfira. Ki b'mokoyim shehamidois ro'ois poyalois, says the Stipler, when the midois ro'ois come into play, kvar hadas hoylechu mishtabesh l'fi rotzen hamidus. Then the das, the intellect itself, is subservient, it's subordinate to the rotzen of your midus. And on that, there's no havtocha v'gam b'cho ya'aminu la'olam. Ki ikar ha'olam hazeh hu olam ha'bechira, says the Stipler. This world is the world of bechira, and a person has bechira. And if you want to go down that path, albeit it's a crooked path, and you are enthralled, you're enslaved to your taivas, but avada, of course you have rishus, as it were, to do so. Ritzel atami posinlai. Interestingly, I saw also that in the Mechtovim of the Imre Emes, he writes that he was asked this kasha by Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman asked the Imre Emes this kasha. And the Imre Emes answered in his, I suppose, typical, pithy, ger fashion. And he said, Koyrach yoda riboinoi v'iskaven limrudboi. That was the answer. Which is the same thing that the Stipler was saying, but in much more concentrated and distilled form. L'chur, it's the same nekuda. And this is the entry into what I want to really talk about today. Because when the Torah talks about Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, it establishes it at the end of this parasha, it also throws in the famous pasuk, and the Ish Moshe was onov ma'oid mikol ha'odam asher al pnei ha'adam. And there seems to be a connection between Moshe Rabbeinu's Darga of Nevuah and Anova. And that's what we want to explore just a little bit. I know it was yesterday, but yesterday was the outside of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So I'd like to I'd like to say over, first of all, he wrote an Igeris, it's not that well known. He wrote an Igeris to an Einikel, besides for the other fantastic Sforim that he wrote. There's a letter that Reb Shach used to like quoting from. Reb Aaron Kotler quoted it in his Hesped for his Shver Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer. Tell you what he said. He said that there's a line there in the Sigeres where he says that a person achieves through being mevatel your own rotzon, through being humble, you actually achieve far more than you can do through bulldozing your way through and through being arrogant. That's the line. The exact loshen, I've forgotten the exact loshen, got it written down here somewhere. Here's the loshen. It's good to hear the loshen. Ali de midas savlonus, and we'll come back to that in a minute, because there's a very big and important connection. The yisrid of midav anova is savlonus. Rashi everywhere, here in Baloisha, and kimat everywhere in Shas. Whenever it says anova, Rashi always says shofal v'savlon. Always savlonus, the ability forbearance. That's the translation. The ability to swallow. To be measured, composed, forbearance. That's why perhaps we say, you know, the famous coming, it's become a song already, must be no mama chazal through songs. When the Rebbe brings the Mashiach comes, what does he say? Anovim, Anovim. What's Anovim? What's Anovim? Encore. What's Anovim? Vikum ta'arayin Anovim. It's poshut. Because what does Anovim mean, Rashi always says? Savlonus. Yeah. We've waited thousands of years. We were saved. Well, that's pshat. Anovim, anovim. Otherwise, it's on shkenveta. That's the pshat. We'll come back to that shortly. Zog Reb Chaim, al yidei midas savlonus masig ha'odom ritzoino yoser v'yoser me al yidei kol tekifos sheba'olam. And that phrase is the one that Reb Aaron Kotler mentioned in his Hesped, and he attributed it that the slocha of the Zakan Rosh Yeshivas, Reb Issa Zalman, he attributed it, besides his ka'onus in Torah and his tzidkus, but his savlonus, his anova, enabled him to achieve the Rabbeinu Shalom, as we'll see, Ekev anova yiras Hashem, we'll see. Seeing as it was his yotzeh, I'll say a maisa also, we'll come back to the Ruach Chaim in a minute. There's a maisa, a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, he said he heard his maisa from Reb Chaim himself. Litvish Rosh Yeshiva was also allowed to have maisas. Think. He says that the Reb Chaim was doing a shidduch with his daughter with somebody else. The Rebbetzin went to finish off the shidduch, and the Rebbetzin went to a place called Zelva, and it wasn't going. Sinish gegangen, they couldn't work out with the mechutonim. I don't know exactly what it was, what the detail was. It wasn't going. Reb Chaim was sitting with his talmidim. His Rebbetzin was in another town. And he said to his Talmidim, "Yetz dizoske kum in the shidduch." The shidduch happened now. Mamshah, chesidshah of meis. He said, and he told them exactly. He said, "Now the shidduch is going to be and it's going to work." And he said to him, "What's the pshat?" And the Rebbetzin came back and told him, "Yes, the shidduch was. It worked at this and this time." Batel ritzoynei mipnei ritzoynecha. Reb Chaim says in Ruach Chaim, he says it's not only klapei the bayrei oma, it's klapei other people as well. There is a connection between people, and if you endeavor to lord it over somebody else, and to there's a natural resistance. He said, "I sat and I was mevatel my rotzon." He said, "I didn't even need to say anything." He was sitting in Volozhin with his talmidim, and he was thinking. He was doing cheshbon hanefesh, and he thought to myself, "The mechutonim, they want this. I really want that. You know what? I give it." He thought that to himself. And he was be'emus, he was mevatlit b'liboy. He said, "I knew at that moment it was nigma the shidduch." He says, "It's an eitzah tova l'chol adam." Al kolponim. Let's go to a bit of Torah. See what he says in Ruach Chaim. He says this idea in a couple of different places. He says it in Nefesh HaChaim as well. Shah Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel. Everybody learns Shah Gimel, Perek Yud Beis. The Segula Nifla. The next Perek is Nifladik, where he connects the level of Nevuah and Emunah of Moshe Rabbeinu to the level of Anova, as the Pasuk says, so the Gemara in Chulin, which says, Godel anema be Moshe Yosem e Avram, because Moshe Rabbein by Avram state, Onechi ofo ve'ife, and Moshe Rabbein is up, Venachnu ma? That's why, because he was mevatel himself so totally, Klapi the Bayre Yolam, there was no mechitza, there was no ego, and therefore he just became a channel, a conduit for Rotzen Abayra, Shchinim and Abayra, Skutach Reinai. And since his level of his batlus was greater than that of Avraham Avinu, Mimela, his emunah and his nevuah was neveya directly from that. His loshen in Ruach Chaim is as follows. Al yidei ha'anova zoche ha'odom ha'koyim. And here he says, pshat in the pasuk in this week's parasha. Ukemay Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom, shehayo odoin ha'nevi'im ve'ava chochma, loy nishtabeach elo banova. Think about it. Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Chana said this in the Hesped of Chofetz Chaim, he said there's only one Hesped in the Torah. There's only one Hesped, mefurish in the Torah. It's a two-word Hesped. And it's said by the Bayre, it's said by the Rabbein, shehayo vayomos shom Moshe, eved Hashem. That's Moshe. And he's adoin kol ha'nevi'im. And if you don't believe that he's a Adonkan on the Nevi'im, you're a Kofa. And of all the Zotar Reb Chaim, of all the Shvachim, which are Magdir, Moshe Rabbeinu, and uniquely, the one which is he's Nishtabeach for, is in this week's parasha, Onov Ma'oid. Why? Because that's the Yusayid. That's how and why he got his level of Nevoah. Kol Mashe Zochahu Ba'avur and Vesonusai. Ve'ilu hayo achshav Adam onov k'moshe hayo vaday zoiche l'teira b'shleimus. Shreibt, Reb Chaim. Lama nimshala divrei teira k'lmayim, the Gemara in Tanis, everybody knows. Divrei teira oni mekaimel le'bemisha dato yishvela olav. And he goes on, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mevatel himself k'klipas hashum, and therefore he was in Gansan, he was totally a base kibble for, and that's v'rom levavecho v'shochachto. Tell you a meisa, another meisa, I know I'm saying lots of meisas today. But the smag in mitzvahs loisa say samach dalet. Of I think all the meiniha mitzvahs, he counts as a loisa say v'rom levavecha v'shochachto, the gavo as a loisa say. And he writes as follows: Yishom elecho kentishkach es Hashem eloikecho. Penteich al v'savoto, says the pasuk, v'rom levavecha v'shachachta, amata b'vavcha koicha v'etzim yodi, v'zachavta Hashem alikecha k'yanis l'cha k'yil asus choyim. Zokta smag, az hora shalei yizgo'u b'nei Yisrael, k'shakadosh baruch hu mashpia lehem toifa. It's a lois assay. And they say it's me, v'lo yachziku toifa l'akadosh baruch hu. U'mikan az hora shalei yizgo'u ha'odam b'ma, shechonanu ha'boira, that which the Rebbe Hashem gave him. And he finishes off with an interesting thing. He says, Toichachas ho anova darashti la rabbi, kach is of the smag. Many times I gave drushes about anova. Aval chabro alav ze, but to turn it into, as it were, to count it as one of the lavim, loiho yodati. Gam rabbeinu moshe loi chibroi vlei hiskiroi b'cheshben alavim. The Rambam also didn't count it in the cheshben alavim. Hagam, of course, he speaks about it in the chesdeis. Ukashi higati lahashlim adkan halavim, Ekro b'chaloyim b'maris laylo. So the smag, I had a dream. The smag, he says, I had a dream. And the dream, I read the following in the dream, he said, Hine shochachto es ha'ikar. Hishom elcho pentishkach es Hashem. V'hisboinanti olav baboiker, he says, in the morning, I woke up and I reflected. V'hine yusayd godel hu b'yiras Hashem. V'hoyalti l'chabre b'ezras yohiv chochmus alachakim. Mimeli says, that's why I included it. It's the yisoid of everything. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and that's the Pshat L'chura, moving on, why we say, at the end of davening, we say, V'nafshi ka'ofa la'koil tihiyeh, psach libi b'serosah. If you min ha'ne'lovim ve'inam oilvim, shomim cherposom ve'inam meshivim, and here's the knetch that I want to add. It's not my knetch, but it's okay, Zichava says it. Why is it that you find, as it were, unity with the Rabbeinu Shalom, that famous Gemara? Somebody who is truly humble, what does that mean? That means to be mekabel bizyonos, and to be quiet, and to be moichel. Why is that? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava, v'hachochma me'ayin timotzei. Chochmah comes from Ayin, without even going into exactly what it means in terms of the Kesser, whatever. He says, the Pshat is as follows. He says, think about the Rabbeinu Shalom for a second. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Melech Olav. In Toma Dvaira, maybe we should do a little bit of Toma Dvaira. I thought I brought it. No, if you look in the beginning of Toma Dvaira, Staka Kedai to see. He says, over Al Pesha, Noisei Ovoi. Noisei Ovoi. The Rabbeinu Shalom creates a world. And the very fact, even he says that he created the world, I read you out his Lashon, Rabbi Yitzchak Zechava says, how did the Rabbeinu Shalom create the world? What did he use to create the world? Torah. He used Torah to create the world. So Torah is the agent, as it were, of his tzimtzum, of his withholding himself. That you and I can exist at any level at all. Kol ikah habriya shehoya liyadeh ha-Torah, hoya b'minas hanova. The Rabbeinu Shalom was mitzamtzim himself, whatever that means, yicholto yugurosoi, uboro es ha-oilom. B'mokim that you find yugurosoi, yidulosoi shal ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, mei l'shomat ha-mitzan v'sonusoi. So if you connect to that midah, you connect to that which he used to create the world, which is Torah. Mimei l'nafshi ka'ofa la-kol tihiyah, of course, b'sach libi b'sei rosecha. You achieve shleimus mahu af ato. And there is one midah that underpins everything that the Rabbeinu Shalom is and does and in his interaction with the world. And that is the fact that he chooses. I mean, he takes it even much further. Rav Moshe Kordovero takes it further. I can say something even more shocking. We create an Aveira. When we do an Aveira, we create a Malach Mashris. And he says, the Malach Mashris comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom and says, Paranaseini, sustain me. A Malach also needs to live and exist in some sort, in some way, in some shape or form. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, I should. I didn't create. Go to whoever created you. And he's on his way to the person, Litanis Nishmosai, his life pack. You don't need Weetabix. He needs Ruchnis. He's Ruchni. We have a Ruchnistic component. It's the Neshama. And it would only be logical and fair, Alpi Midas Adin, that we should go and be Mefarnes. So he would take, we created him, we have to sustain this Malach Mashlis. That's only if we ever do an Avera once. And that's Pshat Nefesh Achitas Tomos. That's just the way it should be. He gives a very, very sharp moshel, which I don't even know if you can say in public, but just allude to it. Imagine somebody who betrays a relationship and there is a product of that union. And the one who has been betrayed takes the product of that union into the house and is clothes and feeds and brings up and takes under the chuppah and melech olav. The Rabbeinu Shalom is melech olav. Because what happens is we don't die when we do an aveira. The Rabbeinu Shalom is mefarnes. All those malachim, mechavlim, all those mashlis, and that's pshat, which have kavana, hazon, esa, oilam, kuloi, betuvai, bechein, bechesed, barachim. It doesn't just mean the creatures that we see. It's everything. And nifladika, the elbow, and if we only knew, as the Malach said to the Beis Yosef, and Magad Mishari, he said, if you had if we had a shmek, a hava amina, of the tsar, if you think about it, the Rabbeinu Shalom is melech olav every single second. That's how she, like that's the Gemara Numa, she knesses Agdela. Hein hein gvuroisov, hein hein neuroisov. Nochri mekarkirin behecholoi, and he's, it has to be misapik the whole time. And he keeps giving us kayach, and we may, if we are able to utilize that midah and connect to that midah, the midah of shiflus, of anova, and of savlonus, then that is the greatest expression of mahu afata. They point out, Meiridik, they point out that in the Sulam Ho'aliyah of the Brais of Rapinchas Ben Yair, in Avodah Zarah and in other places, which is the side, of course, of the Mesilas Yesharim, think about it in terms of the Seder HaDvarim. You have Torah, Zehirus, Zerizus, Nikius, Precious, Tahara, Kedusha, and then another. You'll do other gone steady, got up to Perikud base, whatever. It means going through it. That means imagine somebody's been koina, Torah, Zahirus, Rizus, Nakias, Prishus, Taharon, and Kedusha, and after that, it's still Shaykh to have no Shaykhus to the mid of Anova. The Stipler says it in Chayolah. He says it in Furish. It's where the Kazakh. He basically says the same thing. He says, "Ulam midas vanavu himadrega gedola moed, Hashem iroiv hakoshi b'hasagosa choshver pilchus ben yor achar achasidus ayin shom." And he says a murder kolosh on the stipler. V'da mishal izochel l'midas vanavu ein lo yafilu musig v'tziur me'inyono shel anova. Yitochen v'atzavav musuchim ulevavu koyev al roya mazolei v'iskatzek moed al Hashem achshvoisim in einu leker tzoynoi. But you can still have gaiva. He says it's we tend to think that it's, you know, just a little bit of a little bit of humility. It's way beyond that in its splendor, in its essence. It's way beyond that. It's the mid of Anova, Sablonus. Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem, Rashi says in Mishlei. Now we understand maybe the Igeres Ramban, famous Igeres Ramban, again a song. Kasher tinotzel min hakas tala al libcho midas hanova. Because of course the estate of kas is gaiva, as it says in Sharon Kedusha. Shehi mido toivo mikol hamidois toivois. Sheneemar ekev anova yiras Hashem. The proof text of the Ramban, the famous Igeres Ramban, is that anova is midotoivo mikol hamidos. The Ramban is not given to hyperbole. It's a rishon. Midotoivo mikol hamidos. Sheneemar was the raya. Ikev anova yiras Hashem. So Rashi there in Mishlei has two pshatim. The second pshat of Rashi, I'll read you out the Rashi. It's a meridika Rashi. Dova ache. Anova ika v'hayiro tfeila. Ikev anova yiras Hashem. The Yiras Hashem is an Ekev, it's the heel, it's Medrus, says Rashi to Anova. Anova is the Ikka. That's Rashi, it's a Rashi in Mishlei. Others say it as well, the Reish is Chochma. Nefshachai, many others. Maral in the Sivu Seila. Many others as well. And the Emes is, that in so many ways, it is for that midah. There's so much more to say on this topic, just opening it up just a little bit. But the emes is, that's what it, the emes it means to be a yid. It is for that midah that we were chosen. There's a very important few lines of a Ramban in Voishanan, where the Rabbeinu Shalom gives the rationale for choosing us out of all the nations. Rak b'chol choshak Hashem b'chol lo merubchem. It's not because you're so many. It's not because you have one quality. Ki me'ahavas Hashem eschem. I chose you because I love you. That sounds kivyochel something. It doesn't even sound logical. Why do you like chocolate? Just like it. I like it because I like it. Chas v'sholom. What does it mean? Says the Ramban. Me'ahavas Hashem eschem. Says the Ramban. If I can touch it, he says, I chose you because you are lovable. Shero'o eschem ru'uyim lehis'ahiv lefonov. You are worthy subjects of love. V'nivchorim le'ahav o yosem mikol ha'amim. You are worthy to be chosen and to stay true. It's matzosas levavoy ne'emon lefonecho. It's b'chol beisi ne'emonu. That's what it means. V'lo hizkir b'zeh tam rak ha'bechira. Why? Ki hanivchar l'oyhev, who is somebody that gets chosen as being somebody who you love? It's not a fair weather friend. It is hayodea lisboil, that word again. Remember Rashi everywhere. Whenever it says olav, Rashi always says shofel v'savlon. That's that word. Hayodea lisboil es oyhavoy b'chol habo olav mimen. Whatever you do to me, if I truly love you, I will be soivel. That's the litmus test. V'Yisrael ru'uyim lekach mikol am. And we have demonstrated that throughout the Golos. K'mesha omru shleisha azin heim ba'umos. And here he says his famous words, Ki yamdole ben nisyonis, o Yehudi o tzoluv. Either be a Jew or crucified. O Yehudi o tzoluv, says the Ramban. I remember hearing from Matzio Shlita, Shlema, Pshat in the Gemara in Yvomus, when the Beis Din ask a tentative, a putative convert, why do you want to be Jewish? Insane? Why would you want to do that? Do you not realize that Klal Yisrael al dvuyim, schufim, usim, we're a byword for persecution? That's who we are. We're kicked around. That's what it means to be a Yid, means to be persecuted. Pogrom, Holocaust, gas chamber, auto defaith. We've given them so many words. And if he says, Yodea aniv almanoske, if he says, I get it, that's what it means to be Yid, I know, that's what it means. So then you tell him, Miktas Kalis, Miktas Chamuris, Shalom Aleichem, welcome to the club. Mikra, Bris, yeah, okay, fine, got to do those, of course. Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Miktas Kalis, Miktas Chamuris. But the acid test, what it means to be a Yid, is to have that anova, but at its root, which means that savlonus, that forbearance. And when you have that, then you're able to be a keli, like Moshe Rabbeinu was. That was the reason that he was Zeicha. And you're able to be a keli for Ratzon Hashem. You're able to be a keli for Torah, b'chol beisi ne'em on hu, because he's onov ma'oid. And like the Stipler says, it's easy to say the words. And it's easy to talk about it as a midah, but to think about it in terms of savlonus, of all the, how many times in the day do things happen to us? It's the small stuff. Sweat the small stuff, they say. You get cut up at the roundabout. It's an opportunity for gadlus. It's an opportunity for real savlonus. Mm-hmm. Slowly, slowly, and then it becomes, hopefully, we can become also part of being kona Torah, psach livi v'seros.